Chapter 2. 7200 West Boulevard Drive, Alexandria, Virginia. 23:25 hours. 1 September 2005. The first impression Castillo had of the new property was that it was a typical Alexandria red brick two-story home, the exception being, perhaps, the size of its lot. The front lawn was at least 100 yards from West Boulevard Drive. But his first impression changed as the Yukon rolled up the driveway. Castillo saw that the rise in the lawn concealed both a circular drive in front of the house and a large area in front of the basement garage on the right. There was another Yukon XL parked there, and a Buick sedan, but there was still room enough for the three Yukons in the convoy to park easily. "The Yukon's probably Montvale's. He's too exalted to drive a lowly Buick, particularly since a Yukon with a Secret Service driver from the White House pool is a status symbol in Washington. And if it is his, he's waiting for me in the living room, in the largest chair, finally having succeeded in summoning me to the throne room." As the first Yukon reached the house, the triple garage doors opened one by one. The Secret Service driver of Castillo's Yukon drove inside the garage, and the other two followed suit. The doors began to close. The garage ran all the way under the house. There was room for three more Yukons and some other vehicles. The walls were lined with shelves, and on them were old cans of paint, coils of water hose, and other things that people stored in garages. "Well, Miller told me that the kids of the people who owned this place had removed the valuable stuff. Paint cans and water hoses don't count as valuable stuff." There were two familiar faces standing at the foot of an extraordinarily wide basement-to-house stairway. One of them, a large, red-haired Irishman, was Secret Service Supervisory Special Agent Thomas McGuire, who had joined the Office of Organizational Analysis at its beginning. The other was Mrs. Agnes Forbeson, a gray-haired, getting just a little chubby lady in her late 40s, who had been one of then-Secretary of Homeland Security Matt Hall's executive assistants, and who also had joined OOA at its beginning. Her title now was OOA's Deputy Chief for Administration. "Well, the Buick is probably Agnes's and the Yukon Tom's. So where is the ambassador?" Castillo got out of the Yukon and walked to them. He and McGuire shook hands. Agnes kissed his cheek. "Montvale?" Castillo asked. "I expect he'll be here shortly," Agnes said, and then, "Jesus, Mary and Joseph!" Max and Maidkin had been freed from one of the other Yukons and made right for them. "This is Max and his lady friend, Maidkin," Castillo explained. Agnes squatted and rubbed Max's ears. "Pretty puppy," she said. Maidkin shouldered Max out of the way. "And you too, sweetheart," Agnes added, now rubbing Maidkin's ears. Tom McGuire eyed both animals warily. "Montvale's meeting us here," Castillo said. "You didn't think he would be waiting for you, did you, Chief?" Agnes said, looking up at him, and then added, "We bought everything we could think of, except, of course, dog food." "If you bought a rib roast, that'd do," Castillo said. Agnes stood up. "You want to look around before the ambassador gets here?"
"Please. How many beds do we have?"
"How many do you need?"
"That many," Castillo said, pointing to the others, who were now standing around the Yukons. "Less Doherty. We'll probably go home."
Agnes used her index finger to count Colonel Jake Taurine, U.S. Air Force, First Lieutenant Edmund Lorimer, U.S. Army, Corporal Lester Bradley, U.S. Marine Corps, Sergeant Major John K. Davidson, U.S. Army, Colonel Alfredo Munz, Edgar Delchamp, Special Agent David W. Young of the FBI, Sandor Tor, and Eric Koshin.
"Not counting Inspector Doherty," she computed aloud. "That's 9, plus you and Dick. That's a total of 11. No problem. There's 6 bedrooms, all with double beds. One of you will actually be alone."
"That would be me, madam,"
Eric Koshin announced, advancing on her. The sacrifices I am willing to make to contribute to this enterprise do not include sharing a bedroom.
Mrs. Forbeson? Eric Koshin, Castillo said.
I am charmed, madam,
Koshin said, taking the hand Agnes extended and raising it to his lips. From the look on her face, the pleased look, I think it's been some time since she has had her hand kissed.
I hope you will not take offense, madam, Koshin went on. If I say I have urgent need of a restroom, preferably one inside.
We'll put you in my room, Billy, Castillo said. I'll bunk with Miller.
Splendid, Koshin said.
Has this place got a fenced backyard? Castillo asked.
Uh-huh,
Agnes said. If you'll show me that, I'll put Max and Maidkin out, and Tom can show the old gentleman to his quarters.
Old gentleman,
Koshin snorted. And then we can get everybody settled in before we have to face the dragon.